Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Worship Him tonight. Lift up His name. Exalt Him tonight. Worship Him. The Bible says, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Worship Him and exalt Him. Lift up the name of the King this morning. Lift up the name of the King tonight. The Bible says He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Lion Tribe of Judah, the offspring of David, the bright morning star. None can be compared to Him. None before Him and none after Him. No one can ever be like Him. Worship Him tonight and exalt Him. Oh, we worship You tonight, our Father. We thank You, our God. We thank You, our King tonight. Tell Him that You have come to meet Him tonight. Tell Him that I have come before You, my King and my Savior. I have come to meet You tonight. We worship You, Jesus. We exalt You, our Father. We thank You, our God. Let Your name be exalted tonight. Let Your name be lifted, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We worship You, God. Worship You, Jesus. Thank You, Father, tonight. Thank You for the things You will do in our midst, O God. Thank You, God, for Your abiding presence and Your manifest presence tonight. Thank You tonight. You will cause us to rejoice. You will cause us, O God, to enjoy Your presence. Thank You for the visitations tonight. Thank You for divine encounters. Thank You because You are lifting us. You are taking away burdens. Thank You for the liberation, the liberty that is coming to us tonight. Thank You, Father, tonight. You are bringing us out of every tribulation tonight. You are giving us rest. You are giving us sleep again. Oh, Jesus, we worship You tonight. Thank You for Your angels that are here tonight, O God. Thank You, God, because of Your Spirit that is mighty in our midst. Thank You tonight, O God, for the things that You can do. Thank You for the things that You have begun, O God. Let Your name be exalted, O Most High. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, our Father. Let Your name be exalted. Thank You and thank You, God. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We worship Your God. We worship Your Jesus. Thank You. You are our peace. Thank You, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome someone by your left and by your right. Tell the person you are welcome to God's presence tonight. Tell him or her that I rejoice that you are here. Because I know you are not returning back the same. You are not returning back the same. That I know, I know, I know. Surely I know that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 127. The media, can you help us? Psalm 127 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 127 verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman worketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. He giveth his beloved sleep. Tonight the Lord is telling us that we are his beloved. And tonight he will be giving us rest. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever that has taken away sleep, has taken away rest from your life tonight, the Lord is causing that thing to be lifted. And it will be taken away in the name of Jesus Christ. In verse 1 of Psalms 127, it says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. This verse 1 established the fact that God is a builder. And 2, that God is the keeper of a city. Meaning that God is the keeper of our homes. He is the builder of our homes. That except the Lord himself, who is the builder, build your homes, it will be in vain. If it is not the Lord who is doing it. Or if you are not doing it in partnership with the Lord, that is that tendency that it could be in vain. People have built, people have tried to keep watch, have hustled, have struggles by themselves. But at the end of the day, something has happened. Whatever God built, he's able to keep and preserve. The Bible says that the gift of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow to it. So tonight, the Lord will be stepping into our affairs again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will be building with us. And he will be building things with us. Before the year ends, we are going to see the working powers of God in our lives and in our families in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, it is in vain for you to rise up early. We do always wake early. You know, we hustle, we do all those of struggles and all of that. It is good to hustle. It is good to struggle actually. But if the Lord is not part of it, if we trust in our own capacity and our ability, there is that tendency that we can experience loss. But tonight, the Lord is stepping in with us in the name of Jesus Christ. So he giveth sleep to his beloved. He giveth sleep to his beloved. And I want to announce to you tonight that you are the beloved of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are the beloved of the Lord. Tell someone by your side that you are the beloved of the Lord. And the Lord is working with you. And your labor shall never be in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, when the Lord called us the beloved one, when the Lord says, I give it sleep to my beloved, first and foremost, he's referring to Jesus. And we know when Jesus was being baptized, the Bible says that heaven opened and a voice came forth from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So first and foremost, when the Bible talks about my beloved, it's referring to Jesus. Hallelujah. But in Jesus Christ, when we receive him after his death and resurrection, the Bible says we receive the spirit of adoption. We receive the spirit of adoption. In the book of Romans chapter 8. The book of Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. 15. 15 to 17 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So we receive the spirit of adoption. The same sonship that Jesus has in God has now made us to be part of that. So what that means is that the same privilege that Jesus enjoyed as the Son of God, we also now enjoy that the same privilege. Hallelujah. So we have the spirit of adoption. We can now cry unto God. We can call him Abba Father. It means we can say to God, you are my father. We can say to God, Papa. We can say to him, Daddy. We can call him Father. The way Jesus has been calling him Father, Father at all the times. So, and the Bible also said in verse 17 that if children then heirs of God and join heirs with Christ, it so be that we suffer with him that we may also be glorified together. So we are joined heirs with Christ. It means that what that means is that God sees us the way he sees Jesus. What that means is that God does not love Jesus more than you. What that means is that God does not love you less than Jesus. And what that means is that God loves you equally with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So when God called Jesus my beloved son, he's also referring to you as my beloved son. Amen. So tonight, I want you to see yourself as the beloved of the Lord. You are the beloved of the Lord. You are the one whom he died for. You are the one whom he has redeemed. And the book of John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, says, he said, behold what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. So God bestowed love upon you. God loves you so much. Tell someone that God loves you so much. Hallelujah. So I want us to begin to see ourselves. That no matter how you love yourself, God loves you more than you love yourself. No matter how I love myself, God loves me more. He loves me more. So he said, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. That is who we are. We are the sons of God. And Ephesians 1:6 says we are accepted in the beloved. Talking of Jesus, we have been accepted in the beloved. So we are the beloved of the Lord. So when the Bible is talking about the beloved, it's actually referring to you. And it's referring to what God did in Christ Jesus. And how he actually adopted us to become sons in his kingdom. So tonight, the Lord is giving you rest. He's giving you sleep. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has troubled you before now, tonight, you are leaving it here. On this altar. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sleep in this context means to be in the state of rest. Rest from worries. Worries. Rest from worries and anxiety. There are people who have been living in worries and anxiety. Many are saying, this matter is disturbing me. I can't sleep. This matter is giving me sleepless night. I can't rest. But tonight, this worries is being taken away. In the name of Jesus Christ. And to sleep also means to have the confidence and assurance of God's goodness. God's unchanging faithfulness. Love that he cares for you. And tonight you are going to see the God of unchanging love. And that love is coming upon your hearts in the name of Jesus. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and of a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So tonight, I want you to see yourself as the beloved of the Lord. And that you have come. And because you have come tonight, the Lord will give you rest. In the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hands and say, Father, I come to you tonight. I come to you tonight. With every worries. With every anxiety. In my heart. And every labor that I have carried. Father. Give me rest. Give me rest. Give me rest from this labor of worries, of anxieties. in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray tonight. Father Lord, I come to you tonight. That Lord, you give me rest from every labor, from every anxiety, from every worries in my life. I ask tonight that you give me rest in the name of Jesus. Give me rest, oh God. 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 Rakaterebo sheke brada. Zikaterebo sheke brakoshe likatandazia. Ask and pray tonight that Father, give me rest from every labor. Give me rest from every labor. Every labor that I've been engaging in, every labor that I've been engaging in, that have brought me worries and anxiety, give me rest tonight, oh God. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You see, God did not create us to labor. God did not create anybody. God never created us to labor at all. God only created us to walk. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, the Bible says, after God created Adam, the Bible says he put him in the garden and asked him to walk it and keep it. So you are created to walk, not to labor. So any job at all that you do that can't give you rest, that every day you are constant pressure, today I pray for you that let that labor ends today. In the name of Jesus, any work, any job, any business that put you under pressure, constant pressure, that cannot allow you to rest, today I pray, let the Lord bring you rest. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, it's good to work hard, but any kind of hard work that cannot give you rest, that take away sleep from you, that take away rest from you, that is labor. That is labor. When you are doing business, you go to your shop every day, you try to carry out one activity and the other, and it's not yielding the needed result, that is labor. Tonight I pray, let that labor come to an end now. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 11, 28 and 29 say, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Can you pray tonight? Oh Lord, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I place my yoke upon you. I place the yoke upon your God. The yoke of my labor, the yoke of my job, every issue in my life, I place the yoke upon you, oh God. Give me rest in the name of Jesus. Let me find rest in the name of Jesus. Let me find rest in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take our yoke tonight, we put it upon you. We take our yoke tonight, we put it upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may we find rest for our souls, oh God. May we find rest for our souls tonight, oh God. May we find rest for our souls tonight. Marakoto sheke brako sheke lakanda zibaya. Ireketeke rakoto jebralanda. Izeke rakadadadada. Isheke teke teke la. Irakata rabo sheke brada. Mazike brakoto lekanda zizabaya. Isheke ndaradada. Lakateke rakoto sheke brada. Mazuke rakadada. Isheke teke teke la. Marakoto sheke brada. Mazeke rakoto sheke brada. We take our yoke upon you tonight. We take our yoke upon you tonight. We put our yoke upon you tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Isaiah 65 from verse 21, it says, they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards
and eat the fruit of them. I pray for you tonight that everything that makes you restless in your homes, in your houses, I pray for you tonight that let the Lord take that yoke from you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you shall build your houses and you shall inhabit them. You shall plant your vineyards and eat the fruit of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, you shall not build and another inhabit it. You shall not plant and another eat of it. In the name of Jesus. Verse 23 says, he said, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for their trouble. He said, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. I pray for you today that you shall not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that makes you not to sleep, not to have rest, because you want to get result, because you want to get a yielded result, tonight I pray for you that your labor shall not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, you shall be the seed of the blessed of the Lord. So I declare the work of your hands blessed in the name of Jesus. Your endeavor is blessed in the name of Jesus. Your business is blessed in the name of Jesus. Your career is blessed in the name of Jesus. You shall not labor. You shall not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus showed us a typical example, a practical life of the beloved one. In Mark 4, 35 to 40, the Bible speaking there that it came to pass one day when Jesus and his disciples entered into the boat, they said, let us cross to the other side. And when they had entered into the ship, the Bible says in verse 37, it said, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? In the midst of a storm, Jesus was sleeping. Who does that? It can only be God. It can only be the beloved of the Lord. Because he maketh, he giveth his beloved to what? To sleep. So in the midst of the storm, the disciples were panicking. They were shouting. The Bible said Jesus went in under. He went under and laid his head and he was sleeping. That shows that in the midst of a storm or situation, obvious situations, you can still be sleeping. You can still be at peace and you are not shaking. Can you pray tonight? Can you say, Jesus, Jesus, I cry to you tonight. I cry to you tonight. Replicate this life upon me, that I may sleep in the midst of every storm. In the name of Jesus Christ, replicate your life upon me, O God. Replicate your life upon me today. The Bible said he was sleeping. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him. They have to wake him up. Jesus would not have woke up except that they went to wake him up. Can you ask tonight, I receive peace in the midst of every storm. I receive peace in the midst of every tribulation. I receive peace. I receive peace. I receive peace. Rakaterebo shekebrako sele kandazia. Rakaterebo shekebradash. Lord, we receive peace tonight. We receive peace in the midst of every storm. We receive peace in the midst of every storm. We receive peace in the midst of every storm. We receive peace in the midst of every storm. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So the Bible says he arose. They woke him up by force. He was not willing to wake up. Storm cannot wake him up when he wants to sleep. Demons cannot make you to wake up when you should be sleeping. Amen? You know, you go to certain places, they tell you, in this place, you have to wake up in the night to pray. If you don't pray, in this place, witchcraft activities, demonic activities are too much here. No demon should determine when you should pray. Amen. The Bible says, in the midst of that storm, Jesus was sleeping and was not ready to wake up until they went to wake him up. We are the beloved of the Lord. We have the same privilege that Jesus had. The same thing that Jesus had, we have it. Can you say tonight, can you say, Father, cause my faith to arise, to sleep in the midst of the storm, that I can sleep in the midst of the storm, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me sleep when I want to sleep. Let me pray when I want to pray. No demon should determine when you should pray. No situations. When you wake up, you only wake up to rebuke. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Bible says, when he arose, he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Hallelujah. You see, when you wake up, you only wake up to rebuke. I was told a story about Bishop Oyedepo, how that he went to a particular village for a crusade during the early days of his ministry. And then, when they retired back home to sleep, he was told that, Papa, in this village, that is a very high, intense witchcraft activities and demonic activities. We need to pray. We need to pray. The man of God said, what? No demon can determine when I should pray. He said, in fact, everybody sleep. Sleep. We are not praying now. In fact, I'm not going to pray. I'm not praying this night. And they slept. He said, by the time when we should be waking up in the morning and nobody wakes up, he said, jack the person up and the person will wake up in the name of Jesus. And they slept. They didn't pray and nothing happened. May the Lord give you that revelation. May the Lord give us this revelation tonight in the name of Jesus. That when you hear a noise in your parlor, you only wake up to rebuke. That you wake up in the morning and you found that your body is hot, your temperature is going high, you rebuke it. You didn't sleep like that last night. Why should you wake up and your body developing temperature? You wake up and you hear a news, something happening in the village or happening to your son or to your brother. You rebuke it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he rebuked the wind and said unto it, peace. I pray for you tonight that every storm in your life, every storm in your family, every storm in your businesses, in your offices, I declare peace. I rebuke that storm now. I say, let there be peace in the name of Jesus. Any storm in your marriage, any storm in your businesses, I stand by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke that storm right now and I declare peace. Let that peace come upon it in the name of Jesus. Let that storm cease in the name of Jesus. Let there be calmness in your life. Let there be calmness in your business. Let there be calmness in your career.
Let there be cabinets in your relationship. Let there be cabinets in every areas of your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
You can only rebuke. Jesus is the beloved. And we have been accepted in the beloved. He giveth sleep to his beloved. It's a life that is free from trouble. It's a life that is free from worries and anxiety. That when they say there is a casting down, you will only come and say there is a what? There is a lifting up. We are not from this realm. We are from the other realm. He that is from above is above all. We live above the storms. When there are storms, we wake up, we rebuke it. That grace, that faith is coming upon you now in the name of Jesus. You will not be afraid in the name of Jesus. There are certain people that don't longer have peace in their hearts. Each day they are troubled by little thing, they are troubles. They can't remember the last time they had peace. They tell you, I don't even know what is wrong with me. Depression around them, atmosphere, their atmosphere is always surrounded by depression. They are unhappy for no reason. I declare upon you today, any depression, spirit of depression upon your life today, I command that cloud to be lifted now in the name of Jesus. Anything that makes you unhappy for no reason, by the name of Jesus, I command it to be cast away in the name of Jesus. Look at what Philippians 4:6-7 says. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. He said, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive peace that passeth all understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive peace tonight. I receive peace tonight from anything that troubles my heart, that troubles my mind. I receive peace through Christ. I receive peace through Christ. I receive peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Rakaterebo sheke baradas. Izeke rakoto sheke rikada. I receive peace. I receive peace tonight. Peace that passes all understanding. Let it keep my heart and mind through Christ. Reketera koto robo shekelika tanda. Izekera koto robo shekelika ta. Izekaradadada. Izekaradadada. Ikwato korobo shekelika ta. Mazekera tadadada. I receive peace tonight. Peace that passeth all understanding. Peace that passeth all understanding. Shall keep my heart and mind. Through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. I receive peace that passeth all understanding. Let it keep my heart and mind. Through Christ Jesus. Reketera ko sherebanda ziya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You see, when you have problems, Jesus said, in this world ye shall have what? Tribulations. So we are not living in the world without a tribulation. It's a fallen world. So Jesus himself didn't leave us in darkness. So we are not living without information. It is something that we know. He said, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. If Jesus overcame, we are overcomers. It's not as if we are going to overcome. No, we are overcomers. We operate from that realm. Jesus has overcome, so we are overcomers. So we stand up and rebuke. We declare peace. He said, be careful for nothing. So if you have any desire, any expectation, or any trouble that comes your way, what should you do? He said, take it to God in prayer. He said, by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, all you need to do is to make your request known unto him. Then the peace that passes all understanding will now what? Will now come upon your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. I declare upon you again that anything that troubles your heart, I declare this peace. Let this peace that passes all understanding come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let it rest upon your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Paul praying for the Roman church in Romans 15 verse 3, he said, now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing. I pray for you also that let the God of hope fill you with joy, fill you with peace in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not fall back in depression in the name of Jesus Christ. Things are working for you. You will not be troubled. The reason why we have peace is because we know our God is capable and able to do all things. All things. It doesn't matter where you are right now. I know this God. With like a tinkle of an eye. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he said, we are like them that tree, and it shall be said among the heads. He said, the Lord has done great things for them. It can happen like a dream. You don't know your father. You should know him now. The Lord is changing your situation. He's changing your story. In the name of Jesus. Peace is resting upon you. In the name of Jesus. You will not be troubled anymore. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 3:24 said, he said, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Ask someone, what makes you afraid? Don't be afraid of that thing any longer. Don't be afraid of that again. Don't be afraid of that. He said, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. That is what the word of God said. He said, ye, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. He said, thy sleep shall be what? Shall be sweet. That is what the word of God said. Can you declare tonight? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, when I lie down, I shall not be afraid. When I lie down, I shall have a sweet sleep. In the name of Jesus Christ. When I lie down, I shall not be afraid. I shall not be afraid. I shall not be thinking of tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. I shall not be afraid. I shall lie down and enjoy my sleep. My sleep shall be sweet. I shall sleep like a baby. When babies are sleeping, they are not worried. They are not thinking of anything in this life. Raka terebo shekera. My sleep shall be sweet. My sleep shall be sweet. Can you begin to declare that my sleep shall be sweet? My sleep shall be sweet in the name of Jesus. Raka terebo shekera. Everything that take away sleep from your eyes, I curse it tonight. I curse it tonight. I rebuke that sleepless night. In the name of Jesus. Anyone under the bondage of insomnia, you lie down in the night. From 12, you can't sleep. You look for sleep, you can't find it. Tonight I declare that insomnia is taken away now. In the name of Jesus. The next time you sleep, you will sleep like a baby. Your sleep shall be sweet. In the name of Jesus. You see, Psalms 121, I think verse 3 says, He said, our God, he said, he that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. Your God doesn't sleep so that you can sleep. God doesn't sleep. The reason why he doesn't sleep so that you can sleep. Why should your father be awake for you and then you are not sleeping? That demon that causes you not to sleep, tonight I curse it. In the name of Jesus, I curse that insomnia in the name of Jesus. I curse anything that takes away your sleep in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall have a sweet sleep in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be afraid. You will no longer fear. In the name of Jesus. Rakaterebo shekera. Mazike brako shekeli katenda zibaya. Psalms 46, verse 9 to 11. Psalms 46, 9 to 11. I want us to read it together. It says what? He makes war to cease. End of the earth. Let be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Go back to verse 10. Okay, go back to 9. It said, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. When there is war, the absence of peace means war. I declare today that any war, any battles in your family, any battles in your place of work, any battles following you from the village, any battles from your father's house, from your mother's house, anyone that has declared war upon your life, I declare, let that war cease. In the name of Jesus, I declare, let that war cease. In the name of Jesus, he that maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth, let him cause your war to cease. In the name of Jesus, let him break the bow and cut the spear in sunder. Let him burn the chariot in fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, be still. It is in the midst of quietness that you can now see the work of God. He said, be still and know that I am God. It is in the quietness of mind. It is in the quietness that you can identify and see the workings of God. Let me tell you, most times that God do terrible things in righteousness, it's not dramatic. It is in quietness that God does great things. Today I declare, let the peace of God rest upon you. Let it rest upon your family. Let it rest upon your offices. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the Lord fight all your battles, and he shall hold your peace. In the name of Jesus, whatever you have been pursuing, that contract, that proposal that you submitted, that job that you have been looking for, you submitted application, and it's giving you jobless, it's giving you sleepless night. Today I declare, those jobs, those proposals, those contracts are awarded. They are granted in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the desires of the righteous shall be granted. It says, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Tonight you are casting your cares upon him, and the Lord will show his cares upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 424 says, he said, the desires of righteous shall be granted. I declare upon you today, Because you are the beloved of the Lord, let the Lord grant you your heart desires in the name of Jesus, so that you can sleep again in the name of Jesus. Anything that takes sleep from your eyes, let the Lord grant you that desires tonight in the name of Jesus. Marato sheke brako zurola iketere bodonda zike baya isheke rakaradash. I declare upon you today that money that you have been waiting for, that resources that you have been waiting for, I let it be granted to you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Where you have been forgotten, may you be remembered in the name of Jesus. I declare your bank account, let them begin to receive a lot in the name of Jesus. Let God make ways for you from unlikely places, from unlikely people, in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord deliver you from the scorching mouth of the people. Let the Lord deliver you from the strivings of the people. The people you do not know shall serve you in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord cause a shaking in the land, shaking in the air, shaking in the sea, and cause your desire to come, so that you can have peace, so that you can sleep in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth 1 minute and say to the Lord that desire, that expectations, that particular thing that you have been trusting Him for, that has been giving you some concern before now. Mention it to Him now. That issue that has been bothering your heart. Mention it to Him right now. 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 That expectation, that desire. Rakateribu sheke rakoto zebrakandela kaya isheke radash. I declare that desire is granted in the name of Jesus. I declare, I said that desire is granted in the name of Jesus. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you, send you help from the sanctuary, and strengthen you out of Zion. May He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel in the name of Jesus, and you shall rejoice. I say you shall rejoice. I say you shall testify, and so shall it be forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja. Or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.